Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the morning service. I guess this is our Sunday school hour normally, but we're having our Christmas program this morning, so we're so pleased that you're here. And we're going to begin with Joy to the World. We're going to sing together before the program, so let's all stand. We've got the words for you on the wall here. We'll sing a couple verses of this before the program starts. Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. He rules the world.
Welcome you to our Christmas program. Let me just give you a little bit of information so that as the program is going on, you kind of understand the setting, what's trying to be done. Our program this morning is called Christmas on the Air. It is a story of a radio program, and this radio program is putting on a play about Christmas. So it's kind of a program within a program or a play within a play. So the actors will be up here, the readers will be up here, will be doing two different things. They'll be talking among themselves, like during the breaks of the radio program. And at the same time, they'll be doing voices of the characters that's in the play, and the characters are animals. So sometimes they're talking normal, sometimes they're talking as animals. I think it'll be somewhat understandable as it goes through, but there's two things happening. There is the talking among the actors, they're putting on a play, and at the end, the idea is they come together and they teach us a very valuable lesson. Let me give you one more insight about it. About two-thirds of the way through, there'll be an interlude. The lights will go down, there'll be some music playing. It only goes about 20 seconds. It's interlude, not intermission, not popcorn bathroom time. but it's to signify the passing of a day. So it goes from December 22nd to December 23rd. So when that happens, it gives about 20 seconds, the lights come back up, and the play will continue, and it'll be the next day. So that's what we're doing. So in a moment here, all the lights will go down. People get in their places. In fact, when the lights go down, you can go ahead and be seated, but that's how it will go. So the lights will go down, the people will come in their places, and then lights go up, and we'll get ready to get started. So let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get ready to move forward. Father, I do pray that you would bless our time here this morning. May all things honor and please you. May it glorify you. May it point people to Christ. We ask for these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Hurry, we're on the air in 3 minutes. Come on, everyone get in place. Play a little music that gets in the Christmas spirit. You know, something really warm and touchy-feely. Remember, people, this is Radio WARM. So don't be a cold fish. Put some feeling into it, and that's an order. I'll be in the radio station sound booth. We're on the air in just 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're on the air. Hit it.
This is WARM, 88.5 FM.
Good evening, everyone out there in Radio Land, and welcome to our 25th annual children's broadcast of Christmas on the Air, coming to you from beautiful downtown Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, that is. Thank you for tuning in tonight and making us part of your holiday tradition. It's the eve of December 23rd. Christmas is almost here, so sit back, get comfortable, and sing along as we remember that very special night long, long ago. Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without children, so now the Radio Kids Choir is coming to sing The Animals Round the Manger. Now be sure to use your imagination, and you might even hear some talking animals.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kids Choir. I've been volunteering to do this program for the last 25 years, and I do believe you just heard the best children's choir we've ever had. That was a great job, kids. Well, I know, and you know, that animals can't really talk. But what if they could? What if animals had been able to tell the story? This evening, for our children's broadcast, let's allow our imaginations to wander back to a night more than 2,000 years ago. What might they have said if donkey, cow, sheep, and dove had been able to tell the story of the lowly stable strewn with hay? I never saw a human so weary as that lady.
Bad night it was for her. But, Donkey, you should have known how far she came, for you came that far yourself. How long were you on that road with that sad-faced man and that weary mother?
Don't bother me. I'm eating.
I'm so glad I'm only a bird. Sitting on my nest and singing to my brood is so much sweeter than traveling miles and miles to a strange city far from home.
Listen here, Dovey. You don't know the half of it. It's a rough road between here and Nazareth where Joseph and Mary set out. Those are their names. Joseph, he's a good man, a carpenter that smells of sawdust most days. But he's kind to me, been kind to Mary, too. She was espoused to him when news came of the baby.
But espoused? Is that good or bad?
Hee-haw, silly sheep. Espoused means she was to be his wife. And so she is, now that he's taken her. They'll go back home once the taxes are paid. The season's a gusty. He's the reason why they had to come here.
Did you say the gusty?
Uh-huh. They call him Augustus. But have you ever heard him speak? You know you should be the gusty. Hee-haw. But I don't know how they'll pay anything to anyone. They're poor, they are.
My, how peaceful the little mother looks lying there. Why don't you sing us all to sleep tonight, Dove?
Thank you.
This is WARM 88.5 FM. We'll be right back with more of Christmas on the Air.
Okay, cut. Everyone, roll Christmas music. Everyone listen up. You got 2 minutes and 9 seconds. No more, no less. So don't wander off. Robert, where's my triple shot latte?
If I'm really lucky and I keep drinking enough water, I may be able to keep this donkey voice all the way through tomorrow night's program.
Well, no one can do a donkey quite as naturally as you, Rich. And you've got a great radio face, too.
Yeehaw.
Voice sounds good so far.
I'll be fine. This is the last time I agree to do a radio drama at Christmas. Only one more shopping day, and where am I while the stores are open? Stuck at a radio station playing. Well, let's just say it's not the most flattering character I've ever played.
Oh, stop complaining. It's no wonder you have to play a donkey the way you huff and puff around here, as if you're the only one who has shopping left to do. How about you, Steph? Got all your Christmas presents wrapped and ready?
Actually, I haven't started.
Haven't started? Girl, you better get a move on.
It just looks like it's going to be a lean year at our house.
Dad still hasn't found a job?
No.
What a time of year to be out of work. I'm sorry he hasn't found something. Your mom's still cleaning houses to make ends meet?
Yep, and she's glad it's Christmas time. Seems like everybody wants a house cleaning this week. She's so tired, she has 3 houses to clean just today.
Well, Steph, you don't know how much I appreciate your work here at the station over the break. I know it's a sacrifice.
Excuse me.
Hello there. May we help you?
Are you the radio actors?
That would be us. Well, we're about to go back on the air. Can you wait until the break?
I guess I could wait a little bit. Radio actor? Never thought of myself as an actor before. But I'm probably the only broadcast journalism major at school with experience in radio drama.
Yeah, you're a radio actress now. Should really help your prospects to list Dove of Bethlehem on your resume. Might get your career off to a flying start. Hee-haw.
Very funny.
All right, back to your places. Get to the right page now, and remember, this scene is supposed to be very close, like we're all crowded together.
Break's over. Get into position. Now listen up. That scene was pretty good, but it needs more Christmas spirit. More joy. We'll be on the air in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're on the air. Hit it.
This is WARM 88.5 FM, bringing you Christmas on the Air.
Welcome back, all you listeners out there in Radio Land. Now let's return to the manger of Bethlehem, where everything is very, very quiet.
Everything changed at the bell as the dark.
Maybe we should. But Dove said she heard a strange noise in the inner stall. It woke you up, right, Dove?
The noise was so unusual. It sounded like no animal I've ever heard before.
But do you hear anything now?
Maybe it will come again soon. Listen.
Nothing as far as I can hear. Move over so I can hold my ear close.
Back down, cow. Your place is at the bottom of the wood gate, between the boards. It may be tight, but we all have to share the space.
I still say she didn't hear anything.
I'm sure I heard a still small cry.
Maybe so, and maybe not. But it's pitch black in the inner stall. If we can't see anything, we might as well settle back in our separate stalls.
There it is. A tiny little voice, so soft and low.
Like no animal I've ever heard.
Oh, look, the man has lit an oil lamp to bring his wife.
She's holding something close, like she's afraid she'll lose it. I thought you said they had nothing of value with them, Donkey.
It's the truth. They brought nothing with them.
Well, they surely have something now. Will you look at that? There's a little hand and fingers stretching as if to reach for the star that shines so brightly through the window. Look at the tiny fingernails and the rosy rounded elbow of the little arm. Aww, she's bundled him up in some tufts of wool from me.
I can't see the face. Dove, can you?
No, she's holding the bundle too close to be seen.
Maybe with the rising sun, we'll see the precious treasure, Donkey. Why did they come to our stable on such a night as this, with a baby on the way?
Well, they asked to stay in the inn, but there was no place for them.
No place for such a little mother about to give birth? I'll never understand humans. We're only barn creatures, but we all have a home when our young ones arrive.
Say, friend, let's think upon what we just heard. Why do you think there was no room for Mary and Joseph? Was the innkeeper a hard man who cared nothing for weary families? I don't think so. I imagine he was someone just like you and me, a decent man, a busy man. It wasn't that he didn't care, he just didn't know. Why? If an angel had come to tell him that God's only begotten son was to be born that night, would he have found a bed for them? I'm sure he would, but he didn't know. This Christmas, may we be willing to help someone just as we would help Jesus if he were the one in need. Remember, we worship Christ by reaching out to others in his name. forget to tune in tomorrow night on Christmas Eve for the conclusion of Christmas on the Air. We close tonight's broadcast with a special number for all of you children out there in Radioland.
This is WARM 88.5 FM. Tune in tomorrow night for the conclusion of Christmas on the Air. Thanks for listening.
Cut. Well, it could have been better, but hey, it's St. Hollywood, so you did all right, I guess. But make sure you're on time tomorrow night. Same time, same place. Merry Christmas.
Is his name Ebenezer?
As in Scrooge? Don't mind him. You all did a super job. It couldn't have gone better, and I mean it. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
This broadcast really means a lot to you, doesn't it, Grandpa Miller?
It's been my annual ministry for 25 years, but I don't think the new manager is all that excited about everything he's inherited.
Well, I think it's a much-needed contrast to Santa Claus and Rudolph.
Well, see you tomorrow evening. I'm off to hit the 24-hour sale, Mark.
I'm going to hit the hay myself.
That should be good for your career as a radio donkey.
Oh, good one for a bird, Brandon.
A what?
Hey, where is the strange woman who was in here?
Must have slipped out during the last scene.
Okay, by me. Give me the creeps to have someone just show up and ask if we're radio actors. I thought she was going to ask for a handout or something.
I don't think so. She had the kindest eyes.
Well, I figured she was just going to say she liked the story. Look here. Look here. Hey, look at this. She must have left these. This one's for sheep, and one for dove, and one for cow, and one for donkey.
I'm not touching that thing. Could be booby-trapped.
Come on, Rich. It's just a Christmas card, though there is something stiff inside.
I wonder what it is.
Joanne, why don't you open it and check it out for us?
So I'm the guinea pig, huh? Okay, I'll be brave since you won't. Well, will you look at this? It says, wishing you and yours a blessed Christmas, just like the first one. And here's a gift card. It says, from Old Town Jewelers, expires on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, let me see that.
No. You look at your own.
All right. Huh. Says the same thing.
Mine too.
Well, that makes four of us. You think the gift cards are any good?
Oh, yeah, they're good, all right. They're very good. Professional, don't you see? It's a sales gimmick. They send out someone who looks like some mysterious stranger to pull in business on the biggest shopping day of the year. Brilliant. You probably get a genuine imitation cubic zirconia.
You know, he's probably right. She didn't even stay to talk to us.
Of course I'm right. She's probably making the rounds every place on this side of the street while someone else hits the other side. Canvas the whole district so sales are up this Christmas.
Well, who knows? Might be worth checking out.
But the downtown stores are already closed tonight, right?
Well, there's always tomorrow.
Well, you can tell. tell me what I miss tomorrow night. I'm not wasting a trip.
Maybe you're right. Parking will be hard to find tomorrow.
Which is why they have to resort to tactics like this. Cheap sales gimmick. You guys get some rest, and I'll see you back in the stable tomorrow night. Yee-haw!
I'm going too, Steph. You need a ride?
No, thanks. Mom's picking me up.
Well, night all. Whoops, almost forgot my car.
You gonna give it a try?
I don't know, Steph, but you should check it out. Nothing to lose. Might be a 25% discount or something.
Have to be more than 25% to help me. Night, Joanne.
Night, everyone.
Bye.
Y'all take care. Thanks again, Steph. Not a lot of college kids willing to get involved with a kids program over Christmas break.
I loved hearing the kids say. They really seem to get it, don't they? I mean Christmas. It's, well, I guess it takes the faith of a little child to really simply trust God, doesn't it?
Jesus said, "Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein."
You're a walking Bible, Grandpa Miller. Glad I got to work with you.
The privilege has been all mine, Steph. And we still have one night to go. Now, you have your mystery gift card, don't you?
Yeah, I got it. Like Joanne said, I don't have anything to lose. Good night. Aren't you going home?
Oh, in a minute. The ladies wanted me to listen to a new song they're working on. See you tomorrow night. Okay, ladies, let's hear it. Folks, well, I think I hear my bed calling me. Everybody get a good night's rest, and I'll see you back here on Christmas Eve. Good night, all. Christmas Eve!
And the same to you. Are we all ready to gather around the manger?
Manger's all set up. We just need a few more animals.
Hey, you ever thought of bringing real animals so the sound effects are genuine?
Have you ever tried to make a real donkey bray on cue?
I see your point. Still, the realism would be something to hear.
Might be something to smell, too.
Yee-haw. Bad idea. I visited the Yoder Dairy Fall this fall. You ever gone?
No, but I grew up on a farm.
Really? You have all those tubes and machines to milk your cows?
Nope, just these magic fingers.
You really did grow up in a barn, didn't you?
Well, let's just say I visited the barn every morning, bright and early.
Tough life, huh?
No, not really. Only good memories. Tending cows and sheep and chickens, it's all part of God's provision.
Okay, drop what you're doing and hold on to your hat. Tell them, Steph.
Well, I...
Hold on. Either of you two go to the jeweler's to try out your card?
Completely forgot about it.
I didn't get there.
Me neither. I could tear my hair out. Sales gimmick my eye. Tell them.
I just asked what the gift card was good for, and they said it really was a gift card with no limit to pick out whatever presents I wanted to buy. I was like, yeah, right.
Wait till you hear it, Rich.
So I started with the watch from my dad. I picked out a real nice one and figured they'd say it was too much. They're like, very nice choice, ma'am. What else would you like?
Hear that? A watch for her dad, Rich.
So then I think about my sister Jan. She's always wanted a strand of real pearls, and I pick out this really beautiful pearl necklace. You have a very discerning eye, miss.
Did you get that, Rich? The sales gimmick gave her a pearl necklace for her kid sister.
And then for my mom, I thought, if I could only get her a ruby ring. That's her birthstone. So I picked this. You won't believe the beautiful ring I picked out. I mean, it was worth, well, let's just say it was worth more than I spent on anything in my entire life. The lady says, your mother will be very pleased.
You got her a ruby ring?
I could just scream.
And when I asked if they knew who purchased the gift card, they said, the party has asked to remain anonymous. So I walked out of the store with three gifts, all wrapped in complimentary wrapping, and do you know what the total value was? It was over $3,000. That was just before closing time, and I came straight here.
$3,000?
It's like a miracle. The one year my family's so broke, we thought there'd be no Christmas presents, and now this.
Okay, this is really weird. Who was the girl? Why in the world would she do a thing like that?
Face it. I had the opportunity of a lifetime, and I missed it because I was getting stocking stuffers at the dollar store.
Oh my, what a Christmas story this will make for years to come. I'm so happy it was you who got to go, Steph, but we're not far from airtime, folks, so we'll have to talk about it after, if that's okay.
I'm sorry, guys. I wish there had been enough time to let you all know, too.
Yeah, right. Just so you all know, the donkey will be really grumpy tonight.
Diddle on the sheep.
15 seconds till airtime. Oh, and you better give it some pizzazz, or else. Quiet on the set. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're on the air. Hit it.
This is WARM, 88.5 FM, and now we continue with Christmas on the Air.
Move over, donkey, and let me see the shepherds.
Well, you can look for yourself, but you won't see them. They already left, and not too soon for me. They were so timid you could hardly hear what they said.
Back to the hills to care for their flock.
But they were so happy. Did you see their eyes? Just imagine what they saw last night. Angels filling the night sky with shining light. And what they heard? Glorious tones of angelic voices crying out, glory to God in the highest.
Moon, what else did they say?
Oh, on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Then back to the sky they went.
But why did they come to shepherds of all people?
Back off of the shepherd's cow.
No, I only mean that they, well, they aren't the famous or the wealthy. They're just simple folk who love and care for their sheep. Why would God announce the birth of his son to them?
Well, I think I can answer. God uses humble things to accomplish his will. That way he gets the glory.
I still say it doesn't make any sense at all. King of Kings makes his grand entrance to earth in a humble manger, surrounded by lowly animals and simple shepherds. Who could imagine such a thing?
Yes, who could imagine?
More than anything else, I wish I could have given something to the little family for the Son of God who was born so poor.
Yeah, but what would you have to give?
I was going to give him some hay, but he doesn't have any teeth to chew it with.
Don't worry. His mother's making sure he won't go hungry. I sure ain't starved. Can I have some of your hay?
Stop thinking about your stomach, donkey. Cow, don't you realize the gift you've already given the baby?
Me? A gift for the baby? Really?
Who's Boutra? Is he lying in?
Well, mine.
You gave up your manger so he could have a cradle.
I did, didn't I? He slept his first night in my manger.
And how about you, sheep?
What about me? I didn't give up anything for the baby. I wish I had.
Well, you did, sheep.
But what did I give him?
You saw what they wrapped the baby in to keep him warm.
Well, that was just tufts of wool left over from Sherry. No sacrifice.
But it came from you, and it kept him from shivering in the night.
It did help to pad his swaddling clothes in that rough manger.
Oh, I'm the only one who gave nothing.
You're forgetting the lullaby you sang so beautifully for him.
But that was just cooing. I do that every morning.
But it sounded so sweet and soothing in the middle of the night.
Well, I guess it was a strange time to sing.
Well, in case anyone cares to notice, I gave the baby something, too.
You?
What did you get, Donkey?
He would have never made it to Bethlehem if his mother had to walk here.
Oh, Donkey, our gifts cost so little. You gave something that cost you more than a manger or a song or even tufts of wool.
Really?
It's what any of God's creatures can give to him.
Me? What was my gift?
Obedience. If you hadn't been willing to walk where you were told, they never would have made it to Bethlehem.
If I gave the costliest gift of all, I'm the greatest giver here. Yee-haw!
Donkey, obedience you have. Next thing we'll work on is humility. Well, friends, we'll leave the lowly stable of Bethlehem now and journey back to our own town of Bethlehem for a final word this Christmas Eve. Our story this week has been about the simple truth that God is the one who gave the greatest gift that was ever given. But very few seem to notice that gift, and many folks were just too busy to care. So I came up with this crazy idea for a little experiment of my own. I figured out a way to give three people I care about a very special Christmas gift. Each one of them received a gift card from a local jewelry store. But there was one catch. It had to be used by Christmas Eve. And I didn't tell them it was from me. So now I'm going to ask Rich, who played the donkey, and Joanne, who played the sheep, to please step up to the microphone. Joanne, could you tell the listeners why you didn't go by the jewelry store?
You gave? I don't know what to say. I was too busy.
Well, do you mind telling us how you felt when you realized you'd missed out on what would have been such a wonderful joy?
I guess I was, you could say, pretty upset with myself.
Rich, how about you?
Me? Well, I guess, just didn't believe it. Too skeptical, I guess.
Dear listener, you ask, why did they miss out? They just didn't know how much the gift was worth. It seemed too good to be true. We live in an age when people have grown so busy with the gift buying, while others have grown so skeptical that the simplest truth of Christmas is lost on them. It seems too good to be true. Jesus came because he loves you. He loved you so much that he died on the cross to take away your sins. He wants you to be with him for eternity. Will you have the faith of a little child? Will you say, come into my heart and save me, Lord Jesus? I turn from my sin and self to live for you because of your gift of love to me. Friend, if you will pray that prayer in your heart, you'll experience the true joy of Christmas for the first time. And you can worship Jesus just like Mary did that first night so long ago.
A tender mother.
This program has been a production of WARM. We'll be right back for the conclusion of Christmas on the Air.
You all can go ahead and slip out. There's not much more to do.
I can't accept these gifts, Grandpa. They're too much.
No, they're not, Steph. They're just enough to say how much I appreciate your sacrificing to help out with the radio drama, especially with the need your family faces this year. Joanne, Rich, I have good news and bad news. The bad news is that the open limit was only good if you used it by Christmas Eve. The good news is that your cards will still be worth $50 if you use them the week after Christmas.
That's very kind, but you don't have to do that.
Yeah, I was the jerk who didn't. Well, who missed out? I do have a question. Who was the strange girl who brought the cards?
That was my granddaughter, Betty, from over in Chester County. She's here for the holidays.
I gotta hand it to you. I was never so surprised in all my life. But thank you for an unforgettable lesson in faith.
Yeah, thanks for, well, for everything. I'll never forget it either.
You're welcome. I couldn't have asked for a better cast for our kids' Christmas program.
Only one problem.
What's that?
Now I really do feel like a donkey.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
This is WARM 88.5 FM. And now for the conclusion of Christmas on the Air.
Friend, thank you for joining us tonight, and I hope you've been blessed. Now, to close our program, a little friend of mine comes to ask a very important question that I hope each one of us will ask ourselves. What can I give him?
Trust you enjoyed the program. That was probably my favorite part. Eddie's special there. As you think about the storyline, it is said that, now think about this, $8 billion in gift cards go unused. People forget they have them. They just don't have time to use them. $8 billion. Let me tell you what's worse than that. For people who hear the gospel and don't take advantage of the free gift that God offers them. It's an eternal gift. And God offers it to each one of us. It's not through our good behavior. It's not through some experience. It's not through a church. It's not through some priest, preacher, reverend, whatever the religious figure is. It's by putting our faith in Christ and Christ alone. And that's really what the Christmas story is. It's much more than a manger, and it's much more than shepherds, and it's much more than all of those things. Is that God loved us so much that he would leave heaven. I mean, that's what we look forward to going. He leaves heaven, comes here, and then dies for us and offers a free gift of salvation. If you've never done that, I trust this morning you'd open your heart and trust him and him alone as your Savior. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll be dismissed. We'll have about a 7-10 minute break, and then we'll get ready for our morning service. Let's bow our heads and let's pray together. Father, we are thankful for all the work, all of the effort that went into, all the preparation went into the program. Lord, we would ask and, Lord, trust that the message spoke to people's hearts. I believe, Lord, we enjoyed the singing. We enjoyed the program itself. But, Father, help us always to be mindful and thoughtful, really, of what Christmas is about, that you loved us so much you would leave heaven to come here for us and then to die for our sins. Pray that you bless our service that follows. We ask these things in Christ's name.